Irma Lee Hickle, the wife of former Governor Wally Hickle, died yesterday. Though her husband's outside personality may have overshadowed her at times, those who knew her say she was a strong woman of faith and family. One of those remembering her today is Haynes writer Heather Lindy. She says she first met Mrs. Hickle at the governor's mansion many years ago. Lindy showed up early for an event, and though they didn't know each other, Irma Lee answered the door.
She invited me in, and I was so surprised that, you know, the first lady was opening the door, basically, and then she said, oh, come on in, and she had me help her set up for the party. We're putting out little dishes of nuts and, you know, the little trays for the drinks and all that kind of stuff, and she was so gracious. It was like going to your grandmother's house.
They got to know each other better when Lindy started writing a column for the Anchorage Daily News, and Irma Lee would send her handwritten notes. Lindy says Irma Lee was motherly, but in a formal type of way.
Irma Lee always reminded me a little of what I thought the Queen Mother was like. You know, she wore those hats and the matching purse and the handbag, and she was disarming in that on the one level, she was very formal and very well dressed and would have been slightly intimidating, except that she was so frank and so friendly.
Lindy says after she suffered severe injuries when she was riding a bike in Haynes and got hit by a truck, she was bedridden, and Irma Lee wrote to her to encourage her recovery, writing that it was up to her to determine how to handle her healing.
And that I could have a good day even if I couldn't move at all. And she said the thing that she and Governor Hickle would do every morning at the breakfast table, sitting, and she said, I could do this lying in bed, was to raise my hands up in the air and say, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, today is a wonderful day. And she told me that if I did that every morning, that would be so. And it was. Just imagining the Hickles doing that at the breakfast table made me happy every morning. So I did it. I did what she told me to do, and it worked.
Irma Lee Hickle was 92 when she died yesterday in Anchorage. Governor Walker ordered all Alaska flags to be lowered to half staff.